Hello, Loveland. I'm Mike Meldon, and this is your Loveland Weekly Podcast, brought to you by Gina Dubell Smith, EXP Realty, and Stone Pillar Farm. So, I don't know about you, but I spent my weekend at my two boys' many soccer games. My youngest son, Emerson, plays for Cincinnati United, and my oldest boy, Cormac, plays for the FC Storm Premier Team. I'm very happy with both clubs, but I've seen the FC Storm system grow, and since it's more Loveland-focused, I've gotten to know more FC Storm families and coaches. I've also gotten to know Anthony Doherty, FC Storm's director of coaching over the years, as he was Cormac's first coach in the club and is his team's trainer still today. So today, you get to hear my conversation with Anthony as we take a stroll through some soccer fields in very long grass. So please forgive me if there's some wind and some walking sounds. We walked before Cormac's game last week, and we discussed what brought Anthony over from England in the first place, as well as the growth of the FC Storm system. I hope you enjoy learning about Anthony and the club. But first, as of just a month ago, this podcast had its one-year anniversary. I thought I'd take a second to thank all of you that listen, especially those of you that catch every episode. Thank you very much. Without you taking time to learn a little bit more about our community, I would not be doing this.
Hello, Loveland. It's Emily Barlow, your local publisher of Loveland Lifestyle Magazine. It's a great time of year. So many amazing things are happening in Loveland. It's warm, it's sunny, and there's really no better place to be. And we at Loveland Lifestyle love covering all of the happenings. In addition to any new businesses opening, awesome new ventures that people are focusing on, we love covering everything Loveland. And we love partnering with new businesses. So if you're a new business and you've been thinking about working with Loveland Lifestyle, or maybe you're someone who would love to get a copy, but it's not delivered directly to your door, you can always reach out to us through our website, citylifestyle.com/Loveland. We'd love to hear from you.
Also, I want to take a second to let people know that as we move forward with the Loveland Weekly Podcast, things may not be as prompt as they were in the past. I do this podcast because I enjoy it, and I care a lot about my community, but I have a lot of other responsibilities, as we all do. So, since we are a year in, it's probably a good time to take a second to introduce myself and tell you a little bit about maybe what those responsibilities are that come first. First and foremost, I have a family. My wife, Kim, and I live here in Loveland. All three of my children attend Loveland schools. My older stepson, Connor, attended Loveland schools also, but now he's living on the west side of town. All of my children play club sports. As I mentioned, my two boys play soccer, and my 15-year-old daughter plays volleyball. So as you can imagine, scheduling our rides to practices and attending games and matches can be a little daunting, but it is quite enjoyable, if exhausting at times. As far as my career goes, I'm a high school social studies teacher. I teach on the west side of town at my alma mater, Oak Hills High School, and so I have quite the trek to and from daily, but I thoroughly enjoy it. I teach world history and world issues as of now, and I'm looking forward to seeing if I get the same classes for next year. Outside of my day job, I started an environmental nonprofit in 2020 that I talk about here quite often, called Love Our Land. I started it with my friend and a wildlife ecologist, Doug Gilbert. Our mission is to teach people about the benefits of native plants and about non-native invasive plants that have created a biodiversity crisis and a loss, which means a loss of life overall. My nonprofit takes a lot of hard work and dedication, but it feels really good to see people taking the message and doing good in their own yards. I believe that we're truly making a difference. Recently, I also started a diamond and jewelry business called GC Diamonds that mainly deals with lab diamonds. I started this one with a good friend also, Matt Spraulding, out of Columbus, and we became an official LLC just recently. Obviously, with my headspace being in the environment and community, Earth Diamonds were not the way to go for me. Right now, we are just getting started, but I'm excited about this new adventure and opportunity. Our diamonds are gorgeous. You should check them out at gcdiamonds.com. But message me before you buy. As a listener, you'll get a better deal than what you see there. Anyway, the reason I brought all this up was to explain that the podcast may not always be on time, or it may not even be there some weeks. My goal is to create 48 episodes a year, and hopefully they will all come on Monday. But, like today, they may be delayed a little bit. They may not come till noon. Sometimes they may not even come out till midweek. But I appreciate your understanding with this, and I hope you continue to take time out of your days to listen. Bear with me, and hopefully we will be celebrating year two in 11 months or so. I truly appreciate everyone that meets with me, that talks with me, that allows me to interview them, and everybody out there that listens. So here's to another year. Thank you for all your support. And now, let's hear my conversation with Anthony Daugherty of FC Storm. Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024.
So I grew up in Manchester, in England. And again, growing up every day was pretty much playing the game.
So you're Man City or
Man United? Okay. Unfortunately, we're having some rough times at the minute. But when I grew up, it was all glory. So now I'm suffering the success I had as a child. But I grew up Manchester. Again, it was kind of different to what it is here. When we go to a park, everyone lives close. There's 20 plus kids playing soccer on the field, and you just, some are 15, some are 7, 8, and you just integrate your play, and that's just kind of what you do. And it's kind of funny because when you're younger, you kind of earn your stripes a little bit, like you pick last for the teams, and as you get older, you become part of the group that's leading, and then you're starting to pick teams, and it's partly done on your age and also how good you are.
Right.
So, I grew up playing in Manchester. I actually didn't join a team, an actual organized team, until I was about 11. And I was just going to watch my friend play. They were sharp players, so they were like, hey, you need a player, come play. So I jumped on and played, and played for that team pretty much ever since, until I came here. But
what's the name of that team?
Moston Brook. It's kind of like the local, it would almost be like a local travel team that we have here, but in my area.
Gotcha.
And then, obviously, through school, played, then we went to university, which we call college. You got college, we call university. So I was there for doing my degree in sports coaching, and while I was there, a group called Challenger Sports came in, kind of did a presentation about, hey, here's an opportunity to go and coach soccer in America, basically just for the summer. So I was like, sounded great. I knew a few people older than me that had done that in the past, and they recommended it. So I came out, just did a couple of summers. I was first based in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
So I did 3 summers in Atlanta in between my college years, and then once I graduated college, came out as a more full-time as a coach over here, 9 months of the year, so a long-term visa, longer visa for each year. So it was coming out in the spring, doing summer camps, and then back to a club in the fall. And that's kind of in
wow.
In 2000. No, it was fun though, because it was, you got to see, typically if you come to America on vacation, you go into like Vegas or Disney and Florida.
Right.
Yeah, and I think I ticked off about 18 different states in that 4-year span.
How old were you when you put your first trip over?
18.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was 18. So I was 18, but I looked about 15 at the time.
Yeah,
I was going to say. Well, it was funny because I came over here, and then when I went back after my first year, I guess that's when I had a little growth spurt and looked a bit old, and everyone was like, man, what did you do? What did they feed you over there? That was kind of the route I took to get here. And then in 2014 was when I first became a trainer with Loveland. Back then, we just had our recreational program. And then as time went on then, still working for Challenger Sports at the time as a trainer, working as a trainer in Loveland. And then in 2016,
yeah,
I became full-time with Challenger Sports as like a regional director. So rather than the person on the camps and running the training, I was working in the office, kind of like managing and selling those programs.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And then we got to fast forward to 2018, during that time I was working for Challenger during the day in the office, 9 to 5, then coming to train in the evening in Loveland. So,
and you weren't at a time you were coaching at the high school.
Yeah, so that was, I coached the high school my first year that I didn't do it, but before that I did the 4 previous years. And I just had to step back with that because we had our third child.
Yeah.
And now,
what year was your first child?
2018. Okay. Yeah, so that kind of started that transition away from Challenger because I was working in the spring, again, 9 to 5 in the office, then coaching every evening on the fields all weekend, and then we were having our first baby in the April.
And I remember, I just saw you, everybody was saying, my gosh, that guy is working. You were everywhere. It was everywhere at once.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. I still do. But it got to the point where we're having a kid and I had to make a choice.
Down.
And then I went to Bruce Jones, who's our president, and just said, hey, I work for Challenger. At this point, I'm having a child. I have to kind of rein it back a little bit in terms of how much I'm doing. And then we were able to kind of work something out where I could work with a program full time.
That's awesome.
So I haven't looked back since, really.
So I was going to say, when was the last time you were home in England?
That's a good question. I was back in October for a short visit. Someone passed away in the family, so that was a quick 5-day visit. But before that, me and my family were back. Man, that's got me thinking now. It would have been probably about a year and a half ago.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And is your wife from Loveland or the States? Or?
She's from Ohio, okay. But she's kind of traveled around with her father and her mum and dad when they were working. So she kind of spent a little bit of time in Ohio, a little bit of time in Virginia, a little bit of time in Florida, and then she was actually at the University of Miami, which is when we met, basically, while she was there.
So, what was it? Just the job, or was Loveland anything special, or just how was Loveland it?
I don't know. So a couple of things. I think as I just said, I traveled around different places all over the country,
right.
Got to stay with some really cool families, seen different places. And I think a big part of it was when I was in Loveland, it was kind of I was there for the whole spring. Most of the summer I was close by, then there for the whole fall. And I did that for pretty much like 3-4 years. So I was almost living in Loveland for 3 to 4, pretty much 4 years. We had a whole families at that point. The family that I stayed with in Loveland, great family. I still keep in great contact with them now, get lunch with them on a weekly basis. The Zappins, Brad and Heather Zappin. They got 4 great kids. And again, it's funny because I just went to their little birthday party that their twins had with their youngest, who just turned 13.
Oh, wow.
And when I first stayed with them, they were 3. And then I went there with my 3-year-old, and I'm like, this is just crazy.
It goes so quick.
No, it does go fast.
It's so quick.
And so then I just think just being in Loveland then that long time, I think just, again, I think I know a lot of people in the community. I've got to know them just through coaching their kids or their cousins, whatever it might be.
You get a lot of respect quick, yeah.
Yeah, and so I think just, part of it is I like the what's the word, I guess the progression of how the club's going and the direction we're going in. I've been able to have a big handle in kind of that direction, so I like that. But again, I feel like some loyalty then to the people that have almost put their trust in me within the program, but also in the community over the past years to stay here and make sure that I keep doing what I can do to help them, really.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about Storm.
Uh-huh.
It's come quite a. It was a lot smaller when you started, and it was really Loveland focused, and it's changed a lot in the last since you've been here. How's it changed?
Kind of, yeah. So when when I first came in 2014, we just had a recreational program, which again, it's a great program, still is. We still have over 1,000 rec players season on season currently, even with the addition to the Storm side. But we're just players that were looking for that next level or that next competitive level and want to be challenged more. They were leaving our community, going to play in other communities, and probably paying a lot more than they probably should have been when we could have offered a similar program in Loveland.
Right.
Hopefully a fraction of the cost, which I think it was and is. So we just kind of, 2016 was when we first started one team, just to kind of see how it goes and see if we can. Then if we figured it can't, then we can't do it. Then we would have just washed our hands of it and moved on. But, you know, the first couple of years, we went from one team to three to four teams. And then year on year, we started adding more teams.
I didn't realize that. Okay. We came in pretty early, and I just assumed that the program had been around for for a while by then, but no, that's interesting.
No, again, because we didn't want to get into it and find out it was way too much.
Sure.
So we wanted to kind of just, I guess, do it step by step and make sure we learn as we go, and we kind of make sure we, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it properly, which I think to some degree you could say we have them.
Sure.
So then we kind of went from there. We've made a few different changes along the way in how we structure teams and how we form teams. And then we've kind of looked at, as we keep getting to each next step and each hurdle, to provide that, which is what it started, was to provide that next level of playing for our players so they don't have to go elsewhere and they can stay with the community.
Yep.
Then we figured at the younger ages, we need to have a bigger pool of players to be able to support that system of more kids that are trained in a way that we think is effective, that they can develop and grow. So in doing that, we've then partnered with a Milford community and a Indian Hill community. So the kind of the structure now kind of falls where we have community-based teams in each community, in Loveland, Indian Hill, and Milford. And again, those U9 and U10 and even U8 and U7 age groups, they stay in their community, they play with their friends, because that's what they value. They want to play with their friends. They don't need to travel too much. It don't need to be too crazy and too serious. And we're just giving those foundational foot skills and training to be able to grow as a group. And then as we get to our 9v9 ages, then we kind of, yeah, and then we kind of call them together. So then what we do, so then we, and it's not just for the strongest players, again, for players to develop, one, it has to be challenging, and it has to be fun. So for that to happen, it has to be played with light skilled players. Mm-hmm. So we make sure that we intentionally put players together in the right environment, so they gives them the best opportunity to grow, yep. Regardless of the level that they're at. And so we kind of have a, rather than go campus when we get to U11, then it comes more just under the FC Storm umbrella as a whole community together, and then we have different layers of teams, and they're put where they're suited to grow.
Premier just started, 3 years ago, or was it 2 years?
Yeah, that would have been 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, and again, similar with that, we didn't want to rush into it. We trialed it with a couple of teams just to make sure that we don't go into it and it's not what we thought, and sure, it's not going to work. And then since then, now we have 9 Premier teams currently.
Wow.
And then we'll continue to add a Premier team at each age. Once we come from that campus, U9, U10 setting into U11, wow, we'll keep adding those Premier teams at those ages.
So let's talk about, I saw something on the website. How do people get involved if they live, you know, in the 3 communities and want to play for Storm? What do they got to do?
Yep. So funny enough, I don't know what we're going to add this, but next week, okay, we have a...
This will be out Monday. So.
Oh, perfect. So that'll be the start of the week. We have almost like an experience Storm week.
Okay.
So anyone that's interested, all the information's on the website for fcstorm.org. They can head there, find information on when those practices are going to be next week and what locations they're going to be. But then,
and what's the youngest, just so people know?
So we have everything from U7.
Okay.
Yep. So that would be the birth years going into next year, which would be 2018.
Okay.
All the way up through high school.
Wow.
And then our regular tryouts, we have our Premier tryouts, which are the week of May 13th. And then we have our FC Storm tryouts the week after, which is the May 20th week. But again, all that information is on our website.
Yeah, I'll post it on the Facebook too, so people can have the link. Awesome. Cool. Anything you want to add?
No, I don't think so. I think, again, thank you that you asked me to be on the, to come and have a chat.
Heck yeah, man.
I appreciate it.
It's exciting watching, you know, I there's a special place in my heart for Storm. Obviously, Cormac plays for
right.
him. And just watching, you know, it progress is pretty cool. I'm, you know, I love this town and this is a part of it. So
right.
Thank you.
No, and the only thing I would add is I think we are very deliberate in, I think, what we do to try to improve the experience for the players and the families that play for Storm.
Mm-hmm.
I think we as a club, we invest in 3 things, and one of them, which we haven't touched on yet, one of them is the players, the coaches, and the community.
Yeah.
So we make sure each team has that value. So we put a lot of emphasis into our training. So we have a curriculum for every age group that plays. That's well thought out. That's broken down, that our coaches follow. We have coaching clinics season on season to help. Again, we want our players to grow. Our coaches have to grow. We pay for all of our coaches' licenses to keep them going through the pathway, to keep developing. And the biggest one, I think, that kind of goes unrecognized a little bit is, our focus of the community.
Yeah. Every team does community service.
Every single one of our teams each season has to do a community service project. And if you're in Indian Hill, Milford, or Loveland, it's just our way of giving back to those communities. And
phenomenal.
again, we get a lot of support from the community members and different organizations, so it's the least we could do to make sure we're giving back to them.
Attention Ohio drivers and homeowners. Are you experiencing historic insurance premium hikes? Don't fret. Contact Mike at the CIC Agency for personalized assistance. With competitive rates, comprehensive options, and superior service, CIC Agency has got you covered. Reach out to Mike at 513-684-7900 or email Mike at CINCYINS.com. That's Mike at CINCYINS.com for the best insurance solutions in Cincinnati and beyond. Navigate these changes together with CIC Agency.
Hello, this is Elise Knapschaefer, and I'm here with another Loveland High School update. So this week is our first one with a normal schedule in a while, because we have had end of course exams the past 2 weeks. So this week we have full days and no holidays or anything of that sort. However, there is a holiday this week, Earth Day, which means that the Green Team and Environmental Club are putting on an Environmental Spirit Week at school. This includes multiple themes, one of which is Anything But a Backpack Day. There is also an art show this week for students in any art classes to show off their work. On the same day, the 23rd, there is a celebration of Tiger Excellence at school for students who have maintained their GPA above a certain standard. This includes getting academic pins, medals, and ribbons. There are also multiple athletic events this week. There is a home track meet, two boys lacrosse games at home, three boys tennis matches at home, two softball games at home, a few baseball games, one girls lacrosse game at home, and boys volleyball also at home. So be sure to come support your artists and your athletes this week.
Looking ahead in Loveland, FC Storm has its Storm in the Park, where players train, grow, serve, and laugh together. Join Storm Sunday, April 28th, 2024, from 4 to 6 p.m. at Village Park, Milford, Ohio. They will have an information session in the park that includes everything you need to know about the FC Storm Club, what to expect during tryouts in May, instructional activities with qualified professional trainers and Storm coaches, and free hot dogs, chips, drinks, pretzels, and more. Also with Storm, train with FC Storm before tryouts. Non-FC Storm players are invited to give the club a test drive by joining a training session the week of April 22nd, this week, with a team of their age and gender. Just fill out the registration form on their website to let us know that you plan to attend. We have something truly special here in Loveland. Thank you for listening, and have a great week. With the support of On Brand Studios, this episode was recorded, produced, and engineered by Mike Melvin. Thank you for listening. Please note that the opinions expressed in the podcast do not necessarily represent the views of our sponsors or organizations.